In our worldview today, the U.S. intercepted as many as 5 missiles fired at Kabul airport in Afghanistan Monday as the military races to evacuate Americans and Afghans ahead of that Tuesday deadline. Reuters says no casualties have been reported at the airport so far, with the Islamic State claiming responsibility for the attacks. U.S. troops are scrambling to complete the evacuation of more than 110,000 American citizens and Afghans in the final hours of this withdrawal. And the latest attacks come just days after a suicide bombing outside of the airport killed 13 American troops and dozens of Afghans. On Sunday, President Biden, along with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken, they all flew to Dover Air Force Base to oversee the dignified transfer of those lives lost. The 13 men and women that died were among the 6,000 service members Biden deployed to help with the evacuations. The EU is looking to reimpose COVID-related restrictions on U.S. travelers. EU officials are expected to recommend a temporary ban on all non-essential travel from the U.S., in part because of a surge in infections tied to the Delta variant. Quarantine and testing requirements for unvaccinated travelers will also be reimposed. The EU reopened its borders to U.S. travelers back in June, but the U.S. has yet to do the same, with travel from Europe still largely limited. And North Korea has reportedly resumed plutonium production at its Yongbyon nuclear reactor. The UN's Atomic Agency reports satellite images show the reactor discharging cooling water last month, suggesting the North is restarting plutonium production. The same report said a radiochemical lab that reprocesses spent nuclear fuel has now been operating for 5 months. The Yongbyon reactor is at the heart of North Korea's nuclear weapons program, but international inspectors have been shut out from the site since 2009. Reports of nuclear activity resuming come as U.S. efforts to restart talks with the North remain stalled now for 2 years.